At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. There is a ton going on at Funky Buddha. So let me just share with you some of it. They are having an official Florida Panthers watch party next Tuesday, the 21st. So if you want to watch the Cats and Brad Marchand return to Boston as a Stanley Cup Panthers champion, watch it at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park next Tuesday, the 21st. They always have special appearances during the official Panthers watch parties and lots of giveaways, all that hoo-ha. Halloween arrives in the tap room this Friday. They've got a whole bunch of Halloween specials. They've got all the different beers that they release for Halloween, including Sticky Treats. It's one of my favorites.
Yes, it is.
So good. Now, mark this down, Appel. You may not even know this. I don't know if we invited you, but I'm inviting you now publicly. We're going to have an unofficial Dolphins-Ravens Thursday night football watch party at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. I'm going. Crowder's going. Jimmy's going. Solana can't go because there's a Heat game that night. But if you'd like to join us, Appel, you are more than welcome to come on out.
I mean, it sounds like it could be the time of our lives, and that's hard to pass up.
I would say it will be the time of our lives.
Man. Your wife can't drink. She's pregnant.
That's right.
That was my drinking buddy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, we'll have a drink with you. How many Aperol Spritz do you think you could throw down during a football game?
18.
Well, let's you're going to outdo me, sir.
Let's go drink for drink, Hawk. Me and you drink for drink.
Aperol Spritz?
Yeah.
I tap out after 2. That's a tough drink. You've had more than 2 of those? That's a tough drink.
Cherry juice.
What else is going on? November 7th. That's less than a month away. That's Funky Buddha's next beer pairing dinner. How about this? Roasted butternut squash soup. No chance Josh would ever eat that.
No chance.
Are you a soup guy? You don't strike me as a soup guy.
No, I like certain soups. I like a French onion. I like a matzo ball soup. I like a chicken noodle soup.
The basics.
Yeah.
I put hot sauce in my matzo ball soup.
A grilled hanger steak with horseradish potato croquettes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That does sound good. House-made smoked duck pastrami.
I like duck and pastrami. I haven't had a duck pastrami.
I had a pastrami and, short rib.
These are just some of the mouth-watering dishes. It's a 5-course beer pairing menu hosted by Chef Jeff. in Funky Buddha's rustic event space area. Starts at 7 p.m. November 7th. FunkyBuddha.com is where you can reserve your space. And then, of course, we know they have the Eat the Enemy special. And the Dolphins' opponent is Cleveland. Do you know, Appel? We talked about this the other day. You weren't here, obviously. Do you know, because each city obviously has a specialty and Chef Jeff creates it, what do you think is the go-to food item in Cleveland? Do you have any idea?
I've been there once, and the one unique thing that I noticed about being in Cleveland was I got served an RC Cola. Is it RC Cola related?
Wow. I have RC Cola in the house right now. I love RC Zero. That's my new drink.
Of course you do.
It's my new drink. It's delicious. I was telling Crowder, there's something about an RC Cola. Coke Zero tastes like a platinum card. RC Cola tastes like an EBT card. But man, it is like, there's something about it. RC Zero.
RC Cola.
Well, Chef Jeff, this Sunday only, Funky Buddha, Oakland Park, Eat the Enemy special is the Polish Boy sandwich. They have Polish boys in Cleveland. You know, like a po' boy in New Orleans. Mm. Polish Boy, which is a kielbasa topped with fries, coleslaw, and barbecue sauce on a brioche bun.
Perfect for Cleveland.
Perfect for Cleveland. I can't imagine Funky Buddha. Chef Jeff, well, how many of those are you going to make in advance? Five? Who's ordering that? No one wants a kielbasa sandwich.
Hey, what represents our city? A kielbasa hot dog. Come on.
Is that the actual Tito Benach on the
has to be
on the chat here? Did he hear me acknowledge that?
Oh, he sent me 17 texts while he was listening just now while we were on break.
Okay. Well, there you go, Tito. You got me.
Tito, my man.
So Tua made a statement to the media. He met with the media. He said everything came out wrong. Shouldn't have said it. He apologized publicly. He's ready to move on. You know, is it being received well by Dolphins fans? No. But as I said earlier, I would submit to you, there's really nothing that's going to be received well right now by Dolphins fans. That's the reality. When you're 1-5 and the expectations aren't 1-5, the expectations are 5-1, 4-2, there's nothing that's going to be received well.
Yeah. Expectations should be 3-3, and I don't think you're getting this reaction. It's because they're 1-5.
Yes. Correct. They would have had, I really believe, had he not said those postgame comments, this week would have been, man, they came close, and Tua had them right at the doorstep, did exactly what you wanted him to do with the fourth quarter comeback, and he just blew all that up. It was just a bad loss to a better team. And he made it an epic disaster.
It would have been Trader overrunning McConkey and Jalen Phillips letting Herbert out his arm. That's what McDaniel's thing was. I'm not blaming on one person, but Jalen has to get him on the ground and Trader needs to make the tackle. Then Tua says players only meeting absences, and it took over the whole narrative.
All right, let's do headlines. Because Josh Appel is here, Solana's going to the Kaseya Center, so let's do headlines. Sponsored by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
ALCS Game 3 tonight, Mariners and Blue Jays. First pitch is at 8:08. Mariners, 2-0 series lead. We talked about FIU. In the last hour, they already won their game this week. Big win at WKU. The biggest game in college football this weekend outside of Miami-Louisville on Friday night. USF and FAU on Saturday.
Wow. Do they have a cutesy little name for that? You know, the FIU, FAU, the Shula Bowl, anything with the USF-FAU game?
This FAU and these Owls, they're trying to make fetch happen with this. And like they're like the little gnat buzzing around our face that we're trying to swat away. Nobody thinks about FAU at USF.
What's the line?
Hawk, what's that little raggedy like road?
USF minus 21.5.
Because you can go down to the turnpike and go across, Alligator Alley, but they have one little raggedy road that runs all the way across the state to Tampa.
You're talking about US 27?
The U.S. 27 Bowl. That has a ring.
The over-under in that game, 74.5.
Oh, my God.
Remember, USF won 63-36 last weekend. FAU put up 50 points. I mean,
what do you mean,
hey,
remember? Who the hell remembers USF's win last weekend?
They're a college football playoff.
Remember, like you're talking about a Super Bowl. Remember when the Falcons were up so many points, 21 points.
You should be thrilled as Hurricanes fans. That win looks better and better each week. And
yeah, that's the win we're looking back on.
The USF doesn't look so bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Billy's trying to keep his job, speaking about how good USF is.
Somebody texted in, that's not true, Hawk, talking about what I said about Tua. Him taking accountability would make a real fan content. He took accountability. Like, if you listened to it and decided it was forced and he didn't mean it, well, that's on you. But he took accountability. It's exactly what he said in his statement.
Hawk, you said it. Solana, we talked about it. There was no – he could have had Olivia Pope write him up a statement, and no one would have been happy by what he said. There's nothing he could have said.
Because if he says the right thing, which he did, people go, it was forced. He didn't mean it. And if he says the wrong thing, which he did a couple days ago, people go, he doesn't know what he's doing. So
nothing he could have
said. I'm not excusing it, by the way. I'm just saying, for you to text in, you know, a real fan would be content if he took accountability. What more accountability did you want him to take there?
You know, I just thought of something that would have cleared it all up. Hey, guys, you know, I know you didn't see it. You know, I got hit in the head. I don't remember the press conference. Is that genius? Now he goes from anger to sympathy.
Will Manso, a local 10, tweeted out, credit to Tua for handling that well. Apologize and move on. He messed up. That's clear. Part of it was emotions and losing, but you can't do that. Teammates had to hear a better explanation. Will it linger? I'm guessing learning from it and winning games would help. Part of Tua's opening statement today was, as a leader of this team, the comments that have been said, I made a mistake, and I'm owning up to that right now. He said he talked to players to explain his intent, said he wasn't a good leader, and let his emotions go, went on to say what happens in-house should be protected.
Yep. The only real issue I had with it was the little shoehorning in of the way the media like misconstrues things. Just right. You don't need
actually. Will Manso said that on his tweet as well. He said the only part that didn't make sense was saying the media misconstrued his comments. He said what he said. Because of that, he had to explain his intent to his teammates. But again, that seems to have happened, and now you move on.
Yeah. Right.
It shouldn't be nothing. It should be nothing locker room-wise if there wasn't already a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
It's easy to write something off. When somebody makes a mistake, you know it's out of character for them, and it's all forgotten. And we don't know, obviously, what goes on in the locker room. If he hasn't had missteps like that with his teammates before, and they love him and respect him, then they probably have let it go. If they're all leery of him, then that's something that feeds the belief of, my quarterback doesn't have my back. I don't know what it is.
Good locker room. Man, Tua was mad. Bad dynamic could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
We'll find out Sunday.
The messenger here is important, and I don't know how much credibility he has, and it's obviously a big part of why what happened. The Panthers and the Red Wings tonight, 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on FM 104.3. Panthers lost their first game of the season a couple of nights ago in Philadelphia, so they'll look to bounce back tonight.
If Bob's not in net, does a loss really count? He's back in net tonight.
Listen, you go to three straight Stanley Cups. You win two in a row. It's October 15th. There are no big games in October. However, you should listen to tonight's game on FM 104.3 because tonight actually happens to be a big game.
Big game. Yeah, big game.
Marchand has to score, right?
Sure. Would love that.
Why?
Want him to score.
And they play usually in Boston. You said something about them playing Boston.
That's
the 21st.
Oh, that's we're going to that game.
Yeah. Or something. No, we're not going to that game. That's just a watch party at Funky Boot.
What happened again?
Have you ever? I mean,
CTE, man. I got hit in the head.
I mean,
me and Tua, I don't even remember the show. Who are y'all?
These are the conversations I have with my wife. We had the shade store coming today. We've had a problem with the right shade in the kitchen area. There's a right, a center, and a left. So I said to her, hey, I'm going to be on the air because they're coming between 3 and 7. The right shade, that's the one. It's making a beeping noise as if the batteries are low, but it's fully charged. It says fully charged on the app. We go to commercial break. This is in the 3 o'clock hour. We go to commercial break. I walk downstairs. The guys from the shade store have the center shade removed and taken down. And I say, why are you doing that? And Lori says to me, you said the center shade was... No. Nope. Never said the center shade. And all you would have to do is try to put the right one up or down. You'd hear the beeping. You don't hear that on the center shade. This is what I go through every day with my wife and then with Crowley.
You practice with me for 4 hours. You got 20 hours of Lori, man. You are set. I'm making your marriage better. You're welcome.
I'm with Crowder on this. What a giving person.
That's just what I'm trying to do.
Frustrating. Tonight. Nobody listens.
You know, I love love.
What do you say?
I mean, how many times can he say Panthers are in Detroit tonight? Solana, Detroit, Detroit. Crowder's like, oh, Marchand's got to score a goal. Why?
Y'all's faces were so funny.
Because they're in Boston. No, that's the 21st. Ah, that's right. We'll be there. No, we won't.
When would this show ever go to a road Panthers game in October?
No. He thought we were going to be at Funky Buddha watching.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I know. I'm just saying the way it came off.
Yeah, man, you jumble everything together. I don't know.
Panthers are in Boston tonight. Anyways, Kulikov's out 5 months, had surgery earlier today or yesterday. So he's going to be out for a while. That's unfortunate news for the Panthers, but they'll look to hopefully, we have enough. The Panthers, they have enough. That's the motto. We have enough. And hockey, what is it?
It's just hockey.
It's just hockey.
It's just hockey.
Russell Westbrook, he signed with the Kings today.
Okay.
He doesn't move the needle anything. Yeah. You did the same thing that Solana did in the 2 o'clock hour.
I was waiting for a reaction like that. Yeah, I care less.
Listen, he just sent me his headlines. I'm just reading his headlines. I don't know what you want from me.
Is Russell Westbrook a headline name still?
Light the spires.
He has light the beam here. The spires from Sacramento.
The spires. I was thinking of Hard Rock.
Yeah. Speaking of Hard Rock, the Dolphins' top team leader, Alec Ingold, was absent from practice today, along with Darren Waller, Aaron Brewer, and Elijah Campbell.
Anything else? We got to get to Zach Gelb. And I want to give you a Peaks gift card.
Nothing else. Weather. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
We have a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. Let's give one away here. What caller number would you like to take for the Twin Peaks gift card, Crowder?
I don't think I gave the weather.
Nobody cares. Crowder thinks you said it.
It's beautiful and Davey. Talk. Who is this dude down here in this corner?
Crowder heard it. That's
Let's take 14.
Caller 14 for Russell Westbrook going to Sacramento.
Yep.
Huh? It makes the perfect sense in the world to Crowder. Caller 14 gets $50 at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
California, the 14th state.
Sacramento, California.
My man.
That can't be the 14th state, though. It's that far west.
Don't go another day living with chronic pain. That makes a lot of sense.
What did they do? They just took a jetliner from the first 13 on the East Coast and flew out to Cali?
It was a small group on the Oregon Trail. They got lost. They hit the coast. They settled California.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. By the way, I should probably give people a little bit of a heads up. Funky Buddha is closing tonight at 8 o'clock for staff training. So if you were going to Funky Buddha tonight, they're closing at 8 o'clock for staff training. I don't know what they're training them in. I texted Ryan and Casey and Chef. Maybe you can train them how to make an order of nachos. I don't know what the training is, but they're closed tonight at 8 p.m. for training. But Funky Buddha for college and pro football on the weekends. And I mean, there's so much stuff going on there. You'll have the time of your life. On this radio station tonight, Dan Day is up next, and then you're going to get Panthers hockey with Doug Plagans. He's in Detroit. You can't help think of the same story whenever you hear Detroit and Doug Plagans mentioned in the same sentence. What player do you think of? When I say Doug Plagans and Detroit, who do you think of, Crowder?
It is wasting my brain power. Oz Hakeem.
That is correct. Oz Hakeem at a White Castle. That's all. If you know the show, you know the show. If you don't, you don't. But if you know the show well, you hear Doug Plagans and the city of Detroit, you immediately think of Oz Hakeem at a White Castle. All right. Before we get out of here tonight and make way for Dan Day and then Panthers hockey, you can hear, by the way, the Heat red, white, and pink game on 560 AM with Solana and Tobin and Tommy Tighe. I tell you all the time, Twin Peaks can be your headquarters for football season. Nothing like hunkering down at Twin Peaks, watching some college or pro football like Miami and Louisville Friday night. Dolphins Browns Sunday. There's also UFC Fight Night from Vancouver this Saturday night. You can watch that at Twin Peaks. You've got the ALCS and NLCS. I mean, that's going on. That calls for a trip to the lodge. Lock in on your favorite bar stool. Watch your favorite team bat for a spot in the next round, which is kind of an important round of baseball, if you're paying attention. October is National Dessert Month. All month long, Twin Peaks is celebrating with sweet endings like their Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake topped with rum chata sauce, or Twin Peaks Sundae with vanilla ice cream and a warm Ghirardelli brownie. You can pair it with a Screwball peanut butter whiskey for the ultimate game day finish. Hockey, of course, tonight. Basketball gets underway for real at the end of the month. You can watch basketball all season long at Twin Peaks with bar stools and corner booths that rival courtside seats. The Lodge is your hoops headquarters all season long. And of course, nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they've got everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls, local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. Don't forget, of course, about their 29-degree drafts. You got six Twin Peaks, maybe even more, around South Florida for you to enjoy. You're always going to have a good time there. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. And tomorrow on the show, we'll have another $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away. All right, that'll do it for us on this Wednesday. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Hawk, who is this big, tall, white guy?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.